Guys, this is Z, and I'm with my co-host Jay, and this is our podcast, Stressed Out.
What's up? How are you doing? How's everybody doing today? How's our three listeners doing today?
18 listeners.
18 listeners, 3 followers. Mm-hmm. I love that. I thought no one would listen to this.
Yeah, me neither. I think we kind of suck.
We kind of do. We don't know how to podcast, like, at all. Like, we don't have mics. We don't have a proper sound booth. We don't have
anything.
Like, we don't know how to edit. Last week, we did a podcast. We liked it. We posted it. And I was listening to it. And I realized I said my real name twice in the podcast.
And neither of us noticed.
And neither of us noticed, which is, like, kind of cool. Like, it was, we're getting better, I think. Mm-hmm. But, and I just freaked out and I texted you. I was like, code red, code red, code red. I said my real name. And you're like, what? When? And I had to like mark the seconds. And that was stressful. But we're learning.
But I don't think anyone listened to it at that point.
That's good.
Or at least I don't think so.
That's a good thing about having a small starter.
Small or non-existent.
But yeah, we're learning. We got this.
Yep.
Well, stick with us. We promise we'll do better. Okay, today we're going to be talking about high school nostalgia. Since we did the first, like, sort of days of college, we'll start with high school nostalgia. Some stuff that we miss about.
I'm already high sad.
School. Don't cry. Okay, you take it away.
Oh my gosh. So I had a very fun high school experience. You know, I'm about an hour away from home, so it's not too bad, or like honestly like 50 minutes, but I'm chilling. But I haven't been able to see like a lot of my friends or my high school friends, and I was very involved with like their color guard program. So I like literally traveled pretty much, well, I want to say the country, but we went to Ohio, and then my freshman year we went to Florida, we went to Dallas a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, the Ohio trip was so much fun. And then, like, I miss my color guard directors emotionally abusing me, which is weird. Because,
I think,
like,
you said this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I don't know why. I don't know why I miss it. Like, I'm crazy for wanting to be emotionally beat down every day.
How intense was it?
It was very intense. Lots of holding back tears.
Jesus. I never saw her during her high school. Like, when she came to college, I think that's the most I've seen you. Because in high school, all she was doing is color guard. Just nonstop. I'd be like, where's Z? Color guard.
And then I'd come back and you'd be like, oh, you have 3 more bruises? And I'd be like, yup, and there's 2 more you can't see.
Yeah, I think I saw you a total of maybe like 20 times throughout your whole high school experience.
I bet.
And it's all family functions.
Yeah.
But high school's fun.
And then, like, Thanksgiving would come around and be like, okay, too much.
I'd be like, okay, enough of this girl.
Yeah. Anytime I wasn't spinning at school, I was spinning at home.
That's what you miss about high school, miss color guard?
I miss being on a team with my friends, and I miss us being, like, mad together at my directors, and I miss us suffering together because, like, you had people to suffer with you, whereas now I feel like I'm just suffering alone.
It's like mob mentality that you guys all liked being mad together.
Is that what mob mentality is?
Isn't
it like with pitchforks and stuff?
Like when one person's mad and the other person meant like, yes, F that guy. Isn't that what mob mentality is?
I think so.
Oh, this is unrelated, but can I correct you about something?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, you said I wasn't a millennial, and that was Gen Z, and I saw in my political science textbook that anyone up to 2003 is a millennial.
Are you sure?
It's in a textbook.
But I had Google.
But I had a textbook that was created last year.
Would I be crazy to Google it right now? We could save it for next time.
No, but it's in a textbook. I saw it. It's a textbook.
Okay, you can't. That means I'm a millennial, but everyone's. Yeah. But my teacher specifically told us we're Gen Zs.
So did my teachers, but my college, university textbook told me I'm a millennial.
This is confusing.
It's very confusing. It's like 1987 to 2003 are millennials. And I looked at that and I immediately thought of you and I Snapchatted you it and you ignored me.
Wait, no you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When did you Snapchat me?
Maybe I Snapchatted someone else.
Maybe you Snapchatted the other Z we know.
No, I don't Snapchat her.
I don't have her on Snapchat.
I have her on Snapchat. Okay, anyways, this is getting off topic, but yes, so color guard, that's what you miss about high school.
Yeah, I miss like having the same, I miss knowing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's hard to make friends on campus.
Yeah.
In class.
100%. Especially, I think the first 2 years are the hardest to make friends because you're in all core classes. You don't, it's a huge class. None of these people are probably, half these people are probably not in your major. You're probably never going to see them again. And when you do, it's only, you only see them 2 or 3 times a week and that's it. But
I wish I saw people 2 or 3 times a week.
I mean,
the
like,
same people.
No, but like in class, that's like the only time you'd ever see them because it's a campus of thousands. Yeah, I miss that too about high school.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
I'm
too sad.
Don't cry.
I'll try not to.
We'll get tissues. Let's get your paper towel roll.
Oh my god.
No. So my high school. What did I miss? My first years of high school were kind of shitty. Because I was very introverted and had a lot of anxiety. But, like, I tried to. Like, I only stuck with a few small group of friends. But around junior and senior years when I really had the most fun. Like, I miss being in yearbook.
Because
I had, like, it kind of sounds kind of like power crazy or narcissistic. But I liked having, like, a power position. Because I was the editor of the yearbook.
Oh, I feel.
So I felt so much more confident and outgoing and crazy because I, you know, I had, my name was like, why is this girl like that? I'm like, you know what? You can't mess with me. I'm the editor of the yearbook.
You were the definition of bad bitch.
No, but like, it's because like, I would have, in that position would force me to, I would have to go wandering around school for like hours, finding people, DMing random people on Instagram saying, can you give me an interview? Can I take a picture of you? When are you free for a photo shoot? All that type of stuff. And that was fun to me. And that's something I really miss. Like, because in high school, it's kind of like, the you have majority of the same people you went to elementary school with, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and well, not you, because you moved around. Like, if you lived in the same area or same, like, if you lived in the same area and city throughout your whole elementary to high school experience, you basically grew up with all these people. So you have real no embarrassment. Because, yeah, you've seen me when I was ugly. You've seen me when I was cute. You've seen me when I cut my eyebrows off one time.
You cut your eyebrows off?
You know how, like, one of my brows are, like, crazy?
I never knew that.
I had to put a ton of brow gel in. So when I didn't do hijab, I had short hair and had kind of, like, a bang going over one of my eyes. And I remember telling my mom, like, I hate my eyebrows. I have monkey eyebrows. And I didn't know thick eyebrows were going to be a trend in a few years.
Oh, yeah. This is when people would overpluck.
Yeah. This was, like the thin brows. It was still sort of, it's the 2000s, but it was still sort of that, like, 90s friends type of look that everybody was going for. So, I was, like, and I had, my school barely had any brown people. And like, it was very culturally diverse, but, like, it did have a lot of brown kids. So everybody had, like, thin or non-existent eyebrows. And I'd be like, I look weird. And I probably didn't look as weird. So I took my eyebrows and I cut them. And cut one of them. And then I looked at them and I was like, oh my god, I've royally effed up. And I just, like, hid my eyebrows underneath my hair for, like, a good solid month. But eyebrows take, like, a long time to grow.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
when you cut them, like,
yeah.
intensely. And then one time I hid it from my mom so well.
Really?
How long
until she
found it? For a month. And then she, like, moved my hair. She's like, Ailey, why is your hair in front of your eyes the whole time? And she's like, what did you do? And I was like, I don't think she even remembers this. So I was like, I cut my eyebrows. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. I have a story similar.
But, like, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, in high school, when you grow up with that kind of people, I kind of just miss knowing people. Like, even if I wasn't friends with them, I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, Ryan? Hey, what's up, Kyla? We aren't friends, but, like,
I know you.
I know you, and I've grown up with you. I've been to your birthday party, because in, like, elementary school, everybody had to be invited to your birthday party. It was, like, a rule.
Wow.
Yes.
Wish I knew.
Yeah.
I was like that one kid whose invitation got lost in the mail.
No, off topic again. But in elementary school, like I said, you have to invite everyone, or like if you're a girl, you can invite all girls or all the girls in your class, or if you're a guy, you can invite all the guys in your class. You can't pick and choose people. But for one of my parties, I wanted a sleepover, but I didn't want to invite every girl on the sleepover. So the ones I made special invitations because I was extra, and in some of them I wrote sleepover, and when I was handing them out, I wrote the names only on the couple. I wrote names on everybody's invitation, but like on the ones that were invited to the sleepover, I put a little star sticker. So like those were like my secret people. Like, you got this. You know, there's a private party after. I felt like so sly and cool. Anyways, yeah, continue.
I don't know. I think I did that once. I don't even remember. I don't know.
More high school topics.
Okay.
We're old people living our best lives now.
Okay. Well, recently, so now I'm in college. And really? I feel like, okay, yeah, duh, I'm in
really?
College.
You're in
oh
college?
Oh, God. But I feel like I've matured from, like, the high school phase, 100%. Which sounds so stupid. Like, I know I sound stupid, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I went back. I went to my cousin's homecoming this past weekend. And, like, I was just, like, immersed in this high school culture. And I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, my God, like, was this me? Like, was this me? Yeah. Like, not that it's, like...
You haven't told me anything about
that. I haven't told you at all.
How was it?
But, like, oh, my God. So, we went to Raw Sushi. I had their shrimp. It was amazing. Oh, I died. Raw. It was so good. All I had was their shrimp and then some steamed rice. I cannot eat with chopsticks. I can't.
I love eating with chopsticks.
You have to teach me.
I will. Okay. I love, like, any type of food. If it's possible, I will eat it with chopsticks.
How do you, like, do rice? You know, it doesn't fit.
It obviously can't be, like, basmati rice. It has to be sticky.
Yeah, it
rice.
Was the sticky one.
You just kind of do it. I don't know, like...
do a tongue pop. Like, I can't do it, like... No, you know the one that's like... Like, yeah, I can't do it, no. Like, the Alyssa Edwards, like... I can't do it. I don't think that's it.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. We're just
gonna, I don't like, think I do it right.
30 seconds of us just, like, tongue popping. People are like, okay, signing off now. That's why we only have 3 followers.
Yeah, we need... I think that... yeah. I know I'm one of them.
Me too. We have 1 follower. Shout out to you. I don't know who you are. But recommend us to your friends.
Please.
Anyways, continue.
So, yeah, it was really insane because, like, I don't know, like, everyone was, like, dancing with their boyfriends and, like, grinding on them and stuff. And, like, I understand that, like, wow, like, you love them and stuff. But, like, I don't know why, but, like, I just felt weird. And I just felt like it was, you know, I don't know.
Question. Where was the homecoming taking place? Like, at the school or, like, a venue?
It was at the school.
That's weird.
And there weren't very many adults.
Really?
Like, there were some.
I never went to a single high school homecoming.
I went to mine, since it was in a very, like, white area. It was very classy. Yeah, like, as classy as, like... It can be, like, nobody grinded on each other, like, that hard.
We had a few, like, hoes in my school who did that, but...
I mean, there's hoes at every school, but, like, you know, like, when they would grind, it'd be, like, LOL and done.
Oh, okay, no.
You know?
But, I've only heard stories of my homecoming. I went to my prom, but I never went to a homecoming, which
was fun.
Which was weird. Everybody thought that was so weird, that I never went to homecoming. I was like, oh, I'll go to one senior year, and I was even nominated. I probably mentioned
this. She was a little Miss Popular.
I wasn't Miss Popular. I was just friendly. I mentioned this the last podcast, too. Like, I was just friendly with people, especially junior, senior year. That's why I got nominated. But I didn't win because they announced it before the homecoming party. So I was like, there's even no point of going.
They announced it at the game?
There was a... Okay, so we had, like, a homecoming assembly where everybody would go to, and then there'd be, like... dances and performances and cheerleaders and all the nominees would go on stage and all that stuff. And so you can nominate whoever, and then there's a top 10 nominees, and then they boil it down to like 5 nominees, and then they have the assembly with the 5 nominees. I was top 10. I wasn't top 5, which I was fine with, and that's a whole other story. That's like a crazy high school story.
You think you should have been top 5?
No, I told people not to vote for me.
What?
Should I tell this story? Because
yeah,
it's a high school story.
It.
Okay, so this is a crazy... Okay, so there was Oh, it's gonna be so hard to explain because I can't say my real name. But so let's we have to go backwards a bit. So a few months, a few no, the year before I got nominated, there was one time I was at lunch, and they called this girl's name on the speaker, and she said, and it sounded a lot like my name, like by a few letters, it sounded like almost exactly like my name. And I was just like, is that me? And my friends were like, is that you? I was like, and they're like, please come to the office. And I was like, what? No. And then 5 minutes later, they said it again. And then 2 minutes later, they kept saying it. I was like, you know what? It must be me. Maybe my mom dropped off something for me. So I went and they're like, oh, we don't need you here. And then I came back and then my friends came. He's like, oh no, they need you in this office. So I went to the office. It was like our cafeteria office. And I walked in and I was like, hey, I said my name. And I was like, I think someone called me. I'm not sure. And I announced my name like three times, making sure this is me. You were calling me, right? And they're like, yeah, they need you over there. And they pointed to a door and there was three police officers. And, you know,
Someone was drugged up.
no, and my heart sank. I was like, oh my God, did my mom die? Did my dad get in a car accident?
Oh my God.
Did something happen? Like, why are there three police officers here? So I walked up, and one police officer came. He's like, and he reaffirmed, is this your name? And I was like, no, he didn't reaffirm with me. I was like, hi. I said my name. I was like, hi, are you, I'm blah, blah. I can't say my name. Are you looking for me? And they're like, yeah, right this way. So two police officers lead me into this empty conference room,
Oh my
and there's
God.
one police officer standing guard and closed the
Oh my
door.
God.
They closed the door.
My poor
Holy
hijabi. My
shit.
poor Muslim
And
hijabi.
my heart just, I was like, what's going on? They're like, so Miss Robinson has told me you've been skipping class. I'm like, who the hell is Miss Robinson? And I'm thinking, I was like, skipping class. And I was thinking that maybe someone named Miss Robinson saw me leaving class during my yearbook period, because I always leave class to like go
Yeah.
interview people, and think and thought I was skipping. And I was like, Miss Robinson? They're like, yeah, Miss Robinson. She saw me skipping class. I'm like, did she say which class? And he was like, no, she didn't specify. And then she's like, yeah, and she says you're also not checking with your parole officer.
And you're like, I'm not on
And
parole.
I'm like, parole officer? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, I've never gotten detention before. How can I have a parole officer? I tell that to him. And he's like, you're blah blah, right? I'm like, and I emphasize my name, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm blah blah. And they're like,
How do you spell
and
it?
they're like, is this how you spell your name? I'm like, no, that is not me. I do not have a parole officer. And then the name is also spelled almost exactly like
Oh
mine, but off
my
by a few letters. And I don't remember the exact spelling. But it was so similar to the point, like, who the hell is this person? Why have I never met them or heard of them? And so I was like, holy shit, like, what the heck? And so I was like, okay. And I was like, I can leave, right? And they're like, yeah. So I just open the door and I just run past the other police officer. And I see some girl walking in. She's like this blonde-haired girl, which I have like the last. I have a very brown
Yeah,
name.
you do.
So I don't know how this girl has this name. I don't know. And she's like, yeah, I'm blah blah. And I'm just like, holy shit, where's your parole officer, dude? I just run. I just start like hyperventilating until I go home. And I tell my mom, like, oh, I got the cops called on me today. Anyways, so yeah, totally off topic.
Homecoming.
So then homecoming the next year, I got nominated. And I saw the spelling of the name, and it was a little off on the sheet that they printed out and put all over the school. It was a little off, and I was like, by like one letter in each of my name. I was like, maybe that's the other girl, and it kind of pronounced. So I was like, I told people the story. I was like, don't vote for her, because I don't know. And then I told my yearbook teacher this story, and she's like, that's crazy. That's wild. She's like, I'm gonna go find this girl. Like, because well, it was, she wasn't a senior. She was like a freshman or something.
Oh,
And
okay.
I was nominated for the senior homecoming queen.
Yeah.
So she's like, that's not right. Like, why is her name on it and not yours? And we only had, like, 5 days for these elections. So, three of the days, I told people not to vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and so, because it was that girl or something. I was like, don't vote for me. And then, she came up, my teacher came up and she's like, I looked in my records and she's like, that girl, I don't know who she is or where she went, but she doesn't go to the school anymore. And I was like, I told people not to vote for this girl because I thought they were going to bring up some random blonde chick on the door.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then I said, vote for me, I want to win. I just wanted to represent, and I called them, I just wanted the bouquet of flowers and the sash.
Yeah,
like,
tiara.
I knew I wasn't going to win. But
you don't get a tiara unless you win.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's want to believe that's one reason why I didn't get top 5 nominees, because
yeah.
I told people not to vote for me.
Did you have, like, a guy counterpart, like,
yeah.
for Homecoming King?
He was another brown dude.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I was friends with him.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, he was really sweet. And,
because usually only couples win.
Yeah, usually.
If you won.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
It was, like, some random couple that won, and I think it was also the same couple that won Homecoming, Prom King and Queen. Which is kind of lame.
No, for us, we have rules. If you win Homecoming Queen, you can't win Prom Queen.
That's a good rule.
It's a good rule.
But, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because you were really... I guess people who aren't really popular don't care about that. But I wasn't really popular, so I didn't really care that... I was just shocked I was nominated.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, holy shit. I wanted to be the top 5 to get those flowers.
How much time have we talked? 21 minutes! Wow!
That's insane.
We're bullying.
We're bullying. So, high school.
Should I talk about my racist substitute?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we're getting into this.
We're getting into this.
This high school drama. That's what this episode is.
Okay, after you talk about your substitute, I have something.
Okay. So, basically, it was one of my favorite classes, and I had a lot of non-white friends, basically. I had one that was, I think from Thailand. I had another one that was Hispanic. I had another one that was a black British person, and she was like, oh my god, I love her so much.
I love the accents.
Yeah. So, basically, what happened was, it was the beginning of class. We were talking like we usually do, because my teacher never really cared.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were doing notes. And I kept talking, which I agree is a little bit rude of me. But after he told me to stop, I did stop. And I was very respectful. But if I missed a part of the notes, like, I nudged my friend in front of me. And I was like, hey, did you get this? And he literally, he stopped class. And he just started yelling at me. And he's like, if you can't shut up, I'm going to have you sit right next to me for the entire period.
Holy
and this
shit.
Was at the beginning. Yeah. So I was literally so scared, because any time he saw me, like, not look, he called me out. Anytime. But all while this was going on, there were these white kids talking and talking and talking and talking. And he didn't say a word to them.
Can I say something?
This is when I wore hijab, too, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, you look white.
No. This was when I wore hijab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was obvious that
it
you
was
were
obvious, yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, I was so upset after I left class. I texted my friends, and I was like, I just literally just had a racist sub. But, like, I was young. It was sophomore year. And
yeah.
I didn't know that I should have reported it.
You
because,
could
like,
have, honestly.
I could have, because that was wrong. And, like, no other person should have to deal with, like, being yelled at for no reason
yeah.
when other people aren't, you know?
And I'm pretty sure other kids have, like, advocated for you.
No, nobody did. Nobody. Nothing.
What the heck? That's so effed
No, because
up.
The white people, like, obviously my friends were like, yeah, that was pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the white people, they didn't care. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying, like, the white kids who were talking, the, like,
no.
the other kids in the class.
My friends were like, no, nothing.
That's
nothing.
Bullshit.
Like, because, like, you know, I guess they
bullshit.
Just didn't want to get yelled at.
What was it? Bullshirt.
Bullshirt.
Bullshirt. I've been watching The Good Place. So they have, like, a lot of...
I haven't seen it.
You should watch it. Such a good show. Such a good show. I was like, this show sounds stupid. It's so hilarious. So, like,
please don't tell me it's like Arrested Development hilarious. I did not like that show.
I liked that show, but it's not like that. It's like
okay,
Office hilarious.
Oh, okay. That then I gotta watch.
No. Sorry, no. It's not Office hilarious. It's It's no. What's Office hilarious is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That show is really good.
Okay.
If you have Hulu, you should watch that. But anyways, so in that show they have like. It's, like, they're kind of in heaven, so they can't curse. So instead of saying, like, the F word, they'll say fork. instead of saying the like BS, they'll say like bullshirt.
Bullshit.
Instead of saying like asshole, they'll say like asshole. It's like it's so funny. So I like started saying that at home, and mom's like, I was like, well, I'm not saying anything bad.
Oh my god.
Anyways, so yeah. Should I say my story?
Yeah.
Or am I talking too much?
No, I don't know. I think it's so. I don't know. I usually talk too much, so payback.
My time.
It's your turn.
Okay, I have two stories. Something not similar to yours, but I also told you this story. Where our vice principal, one of our administrators at school, was coming in to sit in our economics class. And my teacher told me, this guy's the most chill, my teacher was like the most chill person in the world. Like, he didn't care if you were on your phone. He let us like sometimes, not use the review during tests, but like, if he had an issue, you just go up to him. No, the review was basically like the test. Mm-hmm. And it was such an easy class. Like, I made, like, a 98 in the class. Could have made 100. I think I forgot to submit a homework or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyways, so, no, I made, like, a 96. Sorry. That's besides the point. So, he's, like, and he doesn't care if we're on our phones at all during the whole class. So, and it's senior year, so no one cares. But, so he's, like, the vice principal's coming in. Just be on your best behavior. You can go on your phones and everything afterwards. So this was when I had like a really urgent like work crisis, and my boss was texting me that day. So I was like quickly, like when he wasn't talking, I would quickly text and all that stuff. And then that was like the first 5 minutes of class, and I handled that. And the vice principal was in the class, and then I was listening the whole time. I was taking notes on his slides and all that stuff. And eventually, now and then, I would just like look at my phone. And look at the time, and like every now and then, because like it just,
yeah,
I just like stuff. I just didn't have a watch, so I was like, oh, let me just. I constantly looked at my phone just for the time, like I never unlocked it really. And so after class, we had like these last 10 minutes of class where it's basically like BS time, you can do whatever the hell you want. And then the vice principal was about to leave, but he came up to me, and there's this other girl behind me who was on her phone the whole time, like dead ass, like. Texting the whole class. Damn. And she's like, and I'm looking down at my phone because like we're not doing anything.
It's chill time.
And he's like, I hope you two are prepared for this test because you both were on your phone the whole time. And the girl behind me is like this weird, I'm not gonna say weird to him, she was shy. She's like, she didn't say anything. I was like, you don't need to worry about me.
Damn.
And
I
had no respect for this administrator, because first of all, he dress coded so many girls that someone filed a complaint against him where he wasn't allowed to dress code people anymore.
Oh, we had someone like that.
And like, he was just, I had no respect for him. People, he looked like, you know, have you ever watched The Simpsons?
Yeah,
he looks like Flanders, that really like Christian guy.
Oh, yeah, on The Simpsons. Yeah.
He looks exactly like him. So, but anyways, that's besides the point how he looks, but. And I was like, you don't need to worry about me. I was like, my grade should...
Mic drop.
And he was like, excuse me? I was like, don't worry about me. My grade will be fine in this class. My grade is not your concern. I'm making A's. And he's like, oh. And he's like, who is this brown little girl who got a voice all of a sudden? And I was wearing a hat, and he complimented... It was like some random logo of like where my dad works. And he's like, oh, is that like a like military hat? I'm like, no. Why do you care? And he was like, oh, I was like, I don't know what logo it is. Like, and I was like, can I go back to my phone now? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, thank you. And then he's like, good luck on a test. I'm like, I don't need it.
Oh.
And so then I was like, I hate being disrespectful to authority figures because I have so much respect for teachers.
Yeah.
But there's like two or three people I had no respect for in my whole school. And I can talk about that another time. Sorry. And and then I took my test. I got a 98 on it. Your girl is a baller. And then I went up to, I saw him in the hallway. And he said hi to me. I was like, hi. And I was like, by the way, thank you for your concern. I made a 98 in the test without studying, and I walked away.
Damn.
I was like, F you. Who do you think you are? Like, why are you calling me out? Like, who do you, like, I hated this thing. Administrator so much. Can I tell one more story?
Okay, wait, just one thing.
Yeah.
So we once had this security guard who, when she would dress code people, mm-hmm. she would, like, pull them by their backpacks pull them by their jackets. And, like, the thing is, my specific school was insane about dress code. Because, like, mm-hmm. if you wore leggings with a dress, they would dress code you.
Yeah, and, my
like,
school too.
And, like, all, like, other schools in our school district could wear Nike shorts. Like, we weren't allowed to wear off-the-shoulder tops. And then after, like, this lady, she would drag people down the hall. Like, by their backpacks, by their jackets, like, stuff
That's
like that.
Insane.
Yeah, and then, like, they stopped dress coding. Like, they did dress code for, like, extreme cases, mm-hmm. but they did not, like, it was, like, at least someone in my friend group got dress coded at least once a day.
Same.
You know, like, what I mean?
I never had to worry about that, because I was in hijab.
Oh, me too. I never got dress coded.
But, yeah, like, and it was mostly girls who got dress coded, which is
it's sexist.
It's so sexist.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? If the guy can't concentrate because she's showing her shoulders, maybe the
clavicle.
Maybe Ooh. The guy needs a higher IQ, because he obviously is not going to get anywhere in life.
No, and then some guy shorts are shorter. You know, like there's ones that go up to the knee, but then there's ones that go above the knee. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to dress code girls for that, or you know what they would do? They would dress code people who have good butts. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like you're telling me if I got a good butt, I gotta be dress coded, but if it's flat, you don't care. God gave me this butt. If I wanna show it off, let me show it off. Jesus if I don't Christ. Got a good butt, let me wear what I want.
Exactly.
Okay, your story.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so you were talking about how, like, it was like how you went to homecoming, how it was like a very like high school culture. Don't worry, I don't have to go to class.
Oh, no, I was just looking at the time.
Okay.
It's 11:10.
It's 11:10. Anyways, and what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, so you're talking about how you had to, it was, like, very high school culture, and, like, were you, like, this in high school? My first year of college, I went to this, like, brown, dinner type thing, and I was up in this girl's room, and all these kids are about like a year or two younger than me, so they're like 16 year olds, which I'm fine. There was no one else my age there, so I just hung out with them, and a few of the girls were really like nice and chill, but there was this one girl who just went like, I was like, I hope I didn't, like, I said something so mean to her. She was going on and about but like high school drama, and she's like, yeah, and then this girl went like in this group chat, and now that guy's
oh my god, she did what?
And like, she was so annoying for that homecoming thing, and this and this, and like, kept going on, and she was being like, it sounded like, I'm like, I was like, I know I wasn't like this in high school, like, I wasn't this annoying for her. And then I kind of just like looked at her, I was like, no offense, but you're the kind of girls I hated in high school. And then I realized what the hell I said, and I was like, I was like, no, I didn't mean it like you. I know you, I've known this girl for a while. So I was like, no, I know you're not like this all the time. I'm pretty sure your drama right now is like really big deal. That's why you're like wanting to vent about this. I'm not saying that, but there's like some girls who would constantly like talk like that. So I was like, I'm just saying like, those are the kind of girls I didn't like in high school. But when it's really, that's her, I know that's her personality, and I realized I just insulted her, so I kind of took it back, be like, oh, I know you're not like this all the time, you're normal, it's just
people. She probably got super offended.
No, and she's like, oh, yeah, I totally get it, I know you didn't mean to, like, say anything mean, because I'm, like, a really, like, nice person.
In front of her?
In front of everyone, why are you being mean to me? But, no, that sounded really squeaky.
Yeah. But sounded like you farted.
No, it's the bed, your stupid dorm bed. And,
sorry, that was my laptop.
Okay, but, yeah, so that's... Ow, sorry, I have a foot cramp.
Oh my god. One question I want to ask us right now.
Yeah.
Is, do you think we would have been friends in high school if we weren't cousins, like, if we had just known each other? Or do you think we would have, like, liked each other?
I don't think I would have liked you.
Really?
if you went to my high school, you were probably in color guard. And a lot of my friends were in color guard. But I don't know. I feel like for some reason, we have very different personalities. And we wouldn't clash. And you were a hijabi in high school. And I tended not to talk to a lot of hijabis.
Me too!
For some reason, like, I didn't want people to think, oh, we're a band of hijabis.
Exactly!
Like, I want people to think, like, oh, yeah, she hangs out with Asian people. God. She hangs out with Mexicans. She hangs out with a bunch of cultures. She doesn't just hang out in her own culture.
That's how I feel. And that's why, like, when a hijabi would, like, look at me and wave to me, I'd get offended. I'd be like, why are you waving at me just because we both wear scarves?
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. Like, we kind of hate on ourselves, but we don't want to be stereotyped as in, like, yeah, you probably understood what I was going through, and I probably understood what you were going through as a hijabi.
I regret doing that.
What?
Like, I regret not connecting with more Muslim people.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want people to look, it was like, sort of, I was so insecure, I didn't want people to look at me like, oh, look,
the band of hijabis,
yeah. And all. So I don't know, I think that's the only that's one of the major reasons I probably wouldn't have hung out with you in high school, and then you stopped wearing hijab. So yeah.
You probably would have judged me.
It's so bad, but I probably 100% would have, like, look at this bitch. Like, what is she doing? Like,
and that's what kept me from not taking it off for so long. But like, not like you, but like, just in general.
Yeah, but then since I know you, I understood.
Yeah.
Why you took it off, and I understood everything because you actually just told me the real reason why you took it off like a few months ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I understood you, and you're my family. I was like, of course I'm not going to judge you. You weren't ready for it, or you didn't like it, or it wasn't a good experience for you, so I understand you. And I feel like that's so bad of me, to think a random stranger, like, who's, like, why are you taking off the hijab, and, like, all this stuff. But, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
One thing I don't like is when hijabis take off the hijab, and then talk shit about Islam.
That's not acceptable.
And all that stuff. And there's a lot of people I've seen two or three people on, like, YouTube and Instagram who've, like, talked shit about that. I'm like, talk shit about the culture. The culture of brown people is very toxic at times.
Very, very.
Very toxic. So you can talk about that. Do not talk about the religion.
100%.
Don't bring religion into this. Yeah. So that's one reason why I also probably... We wouldn't have been friends.
And then
we're also very different.
Yeah. One thing I hate is that, like, I took it off and people were like, oh my God, how, like, did your parents yell at you? And I was like, no, my parents didn't yell at me. They're like, they weren't mad that, like, you went against them. And I was like, first of all, like, me wearing hijab wasn't for them. They didn't feel like it was for them. It was for me. Like, people, like... Our culture has a lot of...
Some people think we're not open-minded.
Yeah.
A lot of Western Muslims are very open-minded.
Yeah.
But because of how...
In Pakistan, too, there's a lot more.
And about how media portrays us makes it seem like our parents oppress us and how our religion oppresses us. And it really doesn't.
It doesn't. It's actually kind of, like, for example... So I've had life with hijab and without hijab, and, like, I remember once I was in Vegas, and I was on the bus, and it was a pretty crowded bus, and then after everyone got off, my mom, like, she just looked so mad, and I was like, why are you mad? And I was wearing, like, a sweater, kind of like what you're wearing, and she's like, there was this one guy on the bus who would not stop staring at your boobs. And I was like, what? And I wasn't wearing anything that accented them or nothing. Yeah. He was just staring at me. And mom's like, I got his attention. And I stared at him. And she did the mom stare. Mm-hmm. So that, like, he could not, you know, like, turn away. So I don't like that. Like, some people like it, that kind of attention. I don't.
I don't think anybody likes that kind of attention.
Some people do. Like, okay.
Very small majority of women like random people staring at their... body.
Yeah, like, sometimes it gives them self-confidence.
Yeah, but, like, I get that.
But wearing hijab protects you from that. Like, it really does.
It does, and I'm not saying girls have to dress modest not to be catcalled. I've been catcalled. But I've also been racist called, terrorist called.
It's
like,
also true.
A lot.
You can't win in America unless you're white.
Unless you're a white
Catholic Southern girl with blue eyes.
Southern Belle.
With blue eyes and blonde hair and sophisticated.
Gone with the wind.
Either really rich or really middle class.
Yeah.
Like, or... I hate it.
Why didn't this become a political talk? We're talking about high school.
We're at 40 minutes almost.
Holy shit. Oh, wow. Should we stop at 45?
I don't know. Do you have more to talk about?
Honestly, I have so many high school stories I could probably talk about.
We could make this like a series.
Yeah.
Like anytime we get sad, honestly, I probably will cry on this podcast if we get deep. I miss my color guard directors.
You miss, I think the most part, I think that your most majority of high school was just color guard.
Majority, that was it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
In high school, I did a lot because I wasn't athletic or like into sports or stuff like you were. I did like Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, yearbook. I did so much. I did stuff for like sports. I helped a few times making like the banners that the football would run
oh,
through.
Oh, that's fun.
I was in so many more stuff. I can't even think about it. I was treasurer of Key Club. Oh, wow. I was in National Journalism Honor Society. And that kept me busy. Like,
yeah.
The amount of stuff that you probably, the one thing that you did that kept you busy,
yeah.
I had to do a bunch of things to keep me that yeah. busy, which I liked.
Yeah.
Built character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wish I was athletic, though. That would have been fun. I was good at soccer. I don't know why, but I want to be good at soccer.
I miss color guard right now. Like, they do have a really good team here on campus.
Yeah.
And I want to join, but at the same time, I know I get super stressed, and I know it would affect my GPA. So, I feel like it's killing me not being able to do it, and I feel like I need another outlet. So, I've been doing, like, nightclub cardio, and that's fun because it's, like, dancing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I miss being on a team, and I know I'm never going to have that again.
I know a girl who's on the color guard here. Do you want to...
No, I know people.
Oh, like, do you want to, like, talk to her?
No, no, no. I know, so many of my friends just joined, and, like, I do know people that are currently in it, but I know I personally can't because I told myself that, like, even if it gets from... Okay, even if I get, like, an A- instead of an A on one class, I'm not going to do it because, like, if I want to hopefully go to grad school, like, everything matters to get to my goal. Like, every small thing.
Yeah.
And, like, in high school, I didn't realize that, and I regret it because I got bad grades because I never tried, you know?
Okay.
Which, obviously, like, high school wasn't, like, super, super important, but, like, I just... It was good for my, like, it was good for, like, my self-confidence.
Yeah.
And for me to tell myself, like, okay, like, you're smart, you know what I mean? But, like, my GPA was... It was pretty okay, but it wasn't, like... as good as it could have been
mm-hmm.
because of color guard and because I was so tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like I just can't do it here.
Oh. Sorry.
I'll find something else. I have nightclub cardio right now.
I want to do that with you.
Dude, please.
Mondays,
come for Halloween. They have a Halloween one. To spooky songs.
I think I have an That was your fridge. I think I have, like, an exam the next day. I'll see.
Oh, I was going to say we should do, like, a Halloween episode.
Oh my god, that would be so much fun. What would we do?
We
talk about Halloween stories.
Halloween stories? We could talk about, like, our favorite Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Why do we keep planning our podcast on our podcast?
But that's great. This is a great outro. What's more to come from J and Z? I hope we didn't say our real names in this.
We didn't.
I think we should do a thing. If anybody or says our name or almost...
A jar. Money jar.
Money jar. Like, put, like, a 50 cents in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, $50.
Girl? I don't get that much money from Ulta.
I don't get any money.
This is true.
Yeah.
But I think we're at a good time. This is J and Z.
And this is Z.
Z, sorry.
And we've been stressed out.
I hate that. We're not going to talk about that. Intro, outro ever again.
Bye?
Bye.
Is that what we should do?
Wait, we should... Okay, yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye!